The Life of Christ in Stereo. Four inspired voices testify as one. Session 13, based upon the book The Life of Christ in Stereo, written in literary English, updated as The Greatest Story in American English. If you gather in a group, then pose these queries after viewing each slide. What did you learn that was new, helpful, or important? And what questions do you have about what you read? Let's recall that Bethany Town was located less than 2 miles from Jerusalem City. Jesus will be spending his days in Jerusalem City. These were his final days. In the Hebrew calendar, the month of Nisan corresponds to March and April of the Julian calendar. We'll be dealing with Wednesday, March 31st, and Thursday, April 1st of AD 33, which correspond to Nisan 12th and 13th of the Hebrew year 3793. Jesus teaches each day in Jerusalem, foretelling the city's invasion, passing nights on the Mount of Olives with other annual pilgrims. What is Jesus doing in this picture? Section 127. While the Pharisees were assembled together and Jesus was teaching in the temple, he put to them a question. What do you think concerning the Messiah? Whose son is he? They replied to him, the son of David. Pharisees took their religion as something very serious. By Messiah, they meant the awaited national Savior King, who would be a descendant of the ancient Israelite King David. King David was known to be a singer and a writer of the Psalms. But Jesus said, how can the scribes say that the Messiah is David's son? How then does David, in the Spirit, call him Lord? For David himself said by the Holy Spirit in the Psalms, Yahweh said to my Lord, Adon, sit thou at my right hand, till I make thy enemies thy footstool. Adon is a Hebrew term used of any social superior. This is not the name Adonai, used exclusively of God. Therefore, David himself is calling him Lord. So how is he then his son or descendant? No one could answer him a word, nor from that day dared anyone to ask him another question. And the great crowd of common folk listened to him gladly. Well, just how could this be? Although a physical descendant of David, Messiah was, in fact, Yahweh come in human form. Now, what do these men and women have in common? Despite their difference in ancestry and gender, they are all rabbis. Section 128. Do not you be called rabbi, for one is your teacher, the Christ, and you yourselves are all brethren. And call not anyone on earth your father, for one is your father, he who is in heaven. Neither be called masters, for one is your master, the Christ, or Messiah. Now, Christ is a Greek word translating the Hebrew term for Messiah. Now, rabbi, father, and master were all honorific titles used both of God and of men. Who are these handsome folk? Now, these are still honored titles used in religion. Rabbi, a term used of leaders in Judaism. Teacher was used of Greek and Roman philosophies, teachers. Christ or Messiah is popular in Christianity. Father is used of leaders in Catholicism and Orthodoxy, whereas Master is used of leaders in Hinduism and Buddhism, besides New Age. common Christians normally learn together reading about Jesus from the Holy Bible. What are these three foods? They are mint leaves, dill, and cumin. Jesus said, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you pay tithes of mint and dill and cumin, but have ignored the weightier things of the law, justice, mercy, and fidelity, or faithfulness." Justice is giving what each one deserves, as the law requires. Mercy is to give what each one needs, such as food. And fidelity is to give what each one hopes for, such as faithfulness in marriage. There are several such word trilogies found in Scripture. We have just seen a social trilogy, justice, mercy, and fidelity. The common spiritual trilogy is that of faith, hope, and love. The divine trilogy are the Father, Son, and Spirit. Politically, prophet, priest, and king. The three major realms of existence, heaven, earth, and grave, or hell. The spiritual gifts of speaking, serving, and signs. Three titles of leaders are elders, of which there are two types, pastors and deacons. And how to be saved forever. Repent, believe the good news, and be baptized. What does this have to do with the coming destruction of Jerusalem? Jesus continues, "You appear outwardly to men to be righteous, but within are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. You serpents, you offspring of vipers, how shall you escape being sentenced to Gehenna? All these things shall come upon this generation of those who were then alive." Gehenna was a term used of burning pits for rubbish found outside the city, and is used as a metaphor of the coming Roman invasion when the city would be thrown into those same pits. What is this woman doing in this picture? Section 129. "And Jesus sat down across from the treasury, and he beheld how the people were dropping money into the chest, and many who were rich were putting in much. But looking up, he also saw a certain poor widow placing therein two tiny copper coins, which make less than a cent." A chest was a donation box for offerings, located in the temple courtyard. Jesus called to him his disciples and said to them, "Of a truth, I say to you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who contributed to the treasury. For they all contributed out of their abundance into the offerings for God. But she, out of her poverty, put in everything she had, even her whole livelihood." What does Jesus want us to learn about giving? These three gentlemen are typical Greeks in their manner of dress. Section 130, "Certain Greeks approached Philip, saying, 'Sir, we would see Jesus.' Andrew and Philip told Jesus. Jesus answered them, saying, 'The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. He who loves his life shall lose it, but he who hates his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal.' Of whom was he speaking?" To be glorified means first, to be revealed, shown who you are. Secondly, it is to honor someone. And thirdly, to exalt them to a high position, in Jesus' case, into heaven. Jesus continues, "If anyone serves me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. And if anyone serves me, him will the Father honor," or glorify. "Now has my soul been troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, Because of this I came to this hour. So, Father, glorify thy name. Father was Jesus' usual title for God. What do you see in this slide? It is Jesus being lifted up on his cross. There came, therefore, a voice from heaven, I both glorified it and will glorify it again. So Jesus explains, Now is the condemnation of this world, and now shall the ruler of this world be cast out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself, alluding to his crucifixion. But what does he mean, draw all men to myself? For we know that not all people become followers of Jesus. In fact, 2 billion alive today will never hear of him. By all means, Jesus likely meant both Jews and Gentiles, both of whom are invited to repent, believe, be baptized, and persevere to the end. What are these flames of fire over these men's head? And where are they? Who is listening to them? Now, there were three times in the New Testament when God spoke audibly in public. There was Jesus' baptism, when the voice spoke from heaven, This is my beloved Son. Then, before he went to the cross, this event in which the voice says, I shall glorify it again. And 50 days later, at the Feast of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit comes down, they began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Reason for which, the Apostle John later wrote, There are three that testify, the Spirit and the water, baptism, and the blood, crucifixion. And these three agree, Jesus is Lord. How did this fulfill the words of Isaiah? Section 131. Although he had brought so many signs in their presence, they did not believe upon him, that there might be fulfilled the word of the prophet Isaiah, which he uttered, saying, Lord, who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm or the strength of the Lord been revealed? Did God cause these people to disbelieve in order that Isaiah's words might be fulfilled? Well, the term here translated that or so that is the Greek word hina, used with a subjunctive mood of the verb, which can introduce either a reason or a result. In this context, which is it? If it's a result, then we should legitimately translate with the result that they fulfilled the word of the prophet Isaiah. This photograph was taken at the beginning of the 20th century. What do you see? Nevertheless, indeed, many, even of the rulers, did believe upon him, though because of the Pharisees, they did not confess this fact. For they loved the approval of men more than the approval of God. This recalls the text in Romans 10:10, If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, then you will be saved. Confessing what you believe. Well, if you choose to continue with this course, then please visit the website Locus, Life of Christ in Stereo, .site. locis.site. Then read or listen to Life of Christ in Stereo, Chapter 19, or The Greatest Story, Lesson 23. And be ready to share your insights, queries, and objections.